Welcome to Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Christy L'Esperance, and I'm here with a live audience and the Saris Saxophone Quartet.
Thank you.
Wow. Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Christy Lesperance, and we just heard the multiple award-winning Cirrus Saxophone Quartet perform for our live audience in IPR's Studio A. They are in Northern Michigan for the Soundgarden Project. That's a collaboration between Glen Arbor Arts Center and Interlochen Public Radio. Welcome.
Thank you
so much.
So what did you just play?
We just played a piece by Argentinian composer Astor Piazzolla entitled Milonga del Ángel, or Dance of the Angel.
Oh, it was amazing. I saw the whole group take a deep breath before your last note. I did. So how about some introductions? Can you tell us who you are, what you play, and then let your instrument give a little shout out too?
Yeah, totally. So I'll start. I'm the highest voice in the saxophone quartet. So I play the soprano saxophone, and my name is Roberto Campa, and this is what it sounds like.
I'm Laura, and I play the alto saxophone, and here's a little bit of that.
And I'm Kyle Cato, and I play the tenor saxophone.
And I'm Sam Deshaun, and I play the barry sax.
All right. Well, your group has formed a little habit over the last few years. You've been collecting awards. Would you mind bragging a little bit and tell us about those?
Sure. We're coming off a really eventful and exciting year. Last year, around this time, we were named the winners of the Concert Artists Guild competition. So that means we signed with them for a multi-year management contract, and they're based out of New York City. And last year, again, around the same time, we were named the gold medalists of the Fischhoff Chamber Music Competition. And on top of that, we've been named first prize winners in the MTNA competition, in the Yellow Springs competition, the Briggs Chamber Music Competition. Am I missing anything?
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. I'm sure there are more to come. So Cirrus Quartet, can you tell me about the name of your ensemble? Where did it come from?
Yeah, so the name Cirrus comes from Greek mythology, actually. So in Greek mythology, the story of Cirrus is about a bull who was kind of wreaking havoc on all this land. He was trampling the crops, kind of destroying the cities, and all kind of just causing problems. And Persephone, the Greek goddess, came down and was able to tame the bull. And after she tamed the bull, everywhere that Cirrus walked, flowers started to grow. So we took that to kind of relate to the historical perception of the saxophone as maybe an unruly instrument that wasn't fit for classical music or fit for the concert hall. And we like to think that everywhere we go and present the saxophone, we're helping change its perception and, you know, helping flowers grow through the music.
And isn't that a perfect segue into why you're here, the Soundgarden Project, popping up like flowers around the area. You're the first of three ensembles in Northern Michigan this summer as part of the Soundgarden Project, and you've done this before. Could you describe, first of all, the Soundgarden Project to those who haven't encountered it yet?
Absolutely. So the basic premise of the Soundgarden Project is to plant music in unexpected places. So last year we were here at Interlochen and also up at Glen Arbor. We played at places like the gas station, at shops, just walking around on the street, just going up to people and trying to brighten their day with a little bit of music and introduce them to classical music and the saxophone.
So when you were growing up and practicing your saxophone, were you having grand images of playing at the gas station?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I mean, in all seriousness, I think it's a really cool opportunity to introduce people to this medium. People that might not otherwise go to a classical music concert and that might not know how to listen to classical music, to really demystify it and be able to connect with them more.
Right. And so do you have any good stories from last summer? Did people think you were out busking ever?
Yeah.
We did get a couple donation requests. but no, I think the most memorable story for me was actually at the gas station here by Interlochen. We had an older man come to us and at first a little maybe hesitant to kind of give us some time to play something, but then once we started and we connected with him and we started asking him about his life, you know, he really got emotional in talking about his own musical experience in band, and also his father, I think, was a trumpet player. And we just played some piece that might not be as special to us, but it did make him tear up just from that connection. So even if it's music he didn't know, there was still that that impact.
Oh, that's great. Now, you'll be at more than the Interlaken gas station this year. The whole schedule of each visiting group, including the Cerus Quartet, C-E-R-U-S, can be downloaded at soundgardenproject.org. So part of your 10 days of free music include sound samples. What are those?
So sound samples are kind of what we described as the premise of the Soundgarden Project, is us approaching people on the street or in a, you know, specified location, whether that be a market or a store or a gas station. And we essentially, you know, approach them and kind of give a 30-second elevator pitch of the Soundgarden Project. So we ask if we can play something for them. And usually that goes well, and they say, yes, you can play for us. And we play maybe about 15 or 20 seconds of music, and then we find a way to relate that to them. So we pose a question to them, whether that be, you know, what does this music remind you? Does it remind you of your kids? Does it remind you of maybe somewhere you've lived? And then we ask a question in a way of connecting them to the music. Which kid does this remind you of? Which place have you lived does this remind you of? And then we take that and we spin it back on ourselves, and then we play that same excerpt with their words in mind, if that makes sense.
Well, could we do one of those on the fly right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, so we're going to get some help from someone who is very closely related to the Soundgarden Project. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm Matt Schlomer. I'm the artistic director and founder of the Soundgarden Project.
Great. Well, can you act out one of these sound samples for us,
sure,
for the audience?
Yeah. So in this instance, we have a live audience here, and it looks like everybody's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed here. Tell me a little bit about your story with Interlaken. Are you new? Have you been here a long time?
Well, I've been here since September. I am finishing up a fellowship here. I'm the first classical IPR fellow here at Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Isabel, if any of you don't know me. And I've always been a fan of classical music, and it's just so inspiring to see all this music.
And where are you from?
California, Los Angeles.
Oh my goodness. Yes. So first time in the Midwest?
Yes, and also in the rural Midwest.
Oh wow, yes, it is a little rural here. And when Interlaken's a very unique place because it doesn't exist anywhere else. And so I'm guessing this last year was a lot of new experiences. Yeah,
very eye-opening.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you know, we like to play some games with the Soundgarden Project when we plant music in unexpected places, surprise. So since you've had so many unique experiences that I don't know about, they're going to play something, and I don't know what they're going to play. There's no right or wrong answer. But tell me, what would this be the soundtrack to, perhaps, of one of your experiences this year that stands out? Just whatever comes to mind, that this might be the soundtrack of some moment you had in your first year at Interlaken. And what came to mind?
Oh, it's very pastoral. It reminded me of the other day when I was just walking out on Duck Lake and experiencing the breeze and the balmy atmosphere.
Okay, what time of day was it?
Probably like 3 or 4 p.m.
Oh, and it's been beautiful. Like the smells have just been so great with the rain. And so the other day, was it a rainy day?
It was not a rainy day.
It was a sunny day.
It was very hot outside, but it was very nice to see everything in the lake. It's just very cool.
Okay, well, we put you on the spot, so let's put them on the spot. Sarah, I want you to imagine, if you don't mind closing your eyes, I want you to imagine just a warm day. The sun is on your skin. You can smell all the spring flowers. There's this light, warm breeze that's rushing across you as you walk through it, the woods in this green landscape, this green cathedral of trees on the Interlaken campus. And would you play that again and try to capture that warm sun and the breeze? Isn't that incredible? It's different, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for playing along with us, and hope you have many more sunny days at Interlaken.
Oh, that was so neat. It felt, we're in an air-conditioned room, and to be honest, I'm a little chilly, but that warmed me right up. Oh, it's so beautiful. So these are probably unusual circumstances for a classical musician to approach people on the street. Is it in your nature to approach people on the street with a saxophone strapped to your neck?
I think it's actually a little different. I mean, this is the second year we've done it, so it gets more comfortable as you go on. But I think one of the great things about this whole exercise is, you know, we spend so much time alone in practice rooms and together, the four of us rehearsing, but the skills of kind of communicating our music to people and pitching ourselves and also just connecting with people are not as taught in music school and just mm-hmm. in musical training. So that's kind of a whole, you know, just as important as the music. If people don't feel comfortable listening to you or feel connected to you, they're not going to want to experience the music. So I think it's just so important, and it's the exercise of doing it is just so applicable to everything else we're doing within the concert hall.
Right. Do people ever turn the tables and ask for requests for
yeah,
you?
All the time. All the time. Yeah.
I have one for you, and you're going to hate me for it. Who can play Careless Whisper? All right, that was Kyle. Thank you. On the tenor sax. Well, can you all play another piece of music for us? Maybe one that will appear on one of your concerts around?
Yeah, so actually this piece will play at one of our upcoming concerts. It's another Piazzolla piece, so experimenting a lot with Piazzolla since it's such, you know, there's so many colors in his music, and the tango quintet incorporates so many different sounds from just the classical music field in general, so we really love kind of transferring those colors to the saxophone. But it's a piece called Michelangelo 70, so it's a lot more upbeat than the last piece, and yeah, we hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was the Saris Saxophone Quartet playing for a live audience in IPR's Studio A. We heard Astor Piazzolla's Michelangelo 70. So, audience, do you have any questions for the Saris Quartet?
How did you do the popping?
Yeah, so the popping sound, it's one of the many extended techniques of the saxophone, but it's there's two main purposes. So we can do it with a pitch assigned to it. So it kind of sounds like you're plucking a string instrument. Or you could do a little bit louder of a percussion sound, which is what you heard in this last piece, where and then there's ranges of dynamics. So I'll show a little bit more tame one. And Kyle here can show a really loud one, too.
And it's called Slap Tongue.
It's called Slap Tongue.
The Saris Saxophone Quartet is in Northern Michigan as part of the Soundgarden Project through Friday, June 19th. Their culminating concert will be on the 19th at Glen Arbor Township Hall at 7 p.m. And all the details, including their full schedule, and it is a full schedule, can be downloaded at soundgardenproject.org. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you all.
Thank you for having us.
So we have Roberto Campa, soprano saxophone, Laura Ramsey and her Black Converse high tops, alto saxophone, Kyle Kato, tenor saxophone, and the Lisa Simpson of the group, Sam Deshaun, Barry saxophone. We'll keep our eyes peeled and our ears perked through June 19th while we're around Glen Arbor. Saris will be popping up all over the place. And thanks to today's studio audience. Give yourself a hand. Jack Connors engineered this edition of Studio A. I'm Christy L'Esperance. Thanks for listening.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.